This is Trisha Lynn
and Lissa Spira,
and you're going to be watching, you're going to be listening to our running commentary of the original Saw in anticipation of the release of the last Saw movie.
That we hope.
When is that coming out
Saw
again?
Saw 3D, it comes out Friday, October 22nd.
So sit back and
enjoy. No, I'm sorry, it comes out the October 29th. I keep getting that. It comes out October 29th.
Right. So sit back and enjoy. Oh, that, you know, this means I'm going to have to learn how to audio edit and stuff.
Yay,
learning new things.
Woohoo! Wonder what new things we'll learn just by watching this movie.
Oh, that's not going to be good. See, there was the MacGuffin right there.
No, that's never...
The MacGuffin went down the drain.
Turn on the lights!
You know, you don't want him to turn on the lights.
The light, it burns! Are you sure you're not a vampire? Is he sparkly?
No, he's not.
I guess he's not a vampire.
Yeah, because that always works. Keep pulling the chain, honey. It'll eventually break.
Well, you never know. I mean, like, if you're panicked and chained up in some torture dungeon, would you... Like, I would freak out.
I would freak out, too, but I probably wouldn't think that pulling the chain would do anything. But, you know, I'm the person who can't figure out what restaurant I want to go to, but I'm really good in a crisis. So... realize they're in a movie. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Oh.
But they always reference, they always talk about real life in a movie.
Yeah, I know. Why do they do that?
Because they don't know they're in a movie. Or they're not supposed to know they're in a movie. It's called acting.
Is it just me or does he have Christian Bale voice going on?
He has like Christian Bale Batman voice going on.
That's what I mean.
So at what point do we start the Lawrence and Adam sitting in a tree jokes?
When they show a tree.
Are you a doctor or a detective?
Ooh, dun, dun, somebody's dun. Passing notes.
Don't get caught. Hate to see what the teacher in that situation would do.
I think we see the proof of that in the middle of the floor, lying dead in a pool of blood.
It's a tape. Where'd you find it? It's in my pocket.
Check your pockets, dude.
See, oh, you got something.
You left notes.
What's your prize? Is it a Cadbury egg? I got one, too.
He didn't get one.
No, wait, what's he got? What's he got? What's in the bag?
Does it have a Chewy surprise? Chewy Center?
Kinder Egg. Is it a Kinder Egg?
Oh, it's a tape, too.
Oh.
Damn it. I was hoping it was Cadbury Egg.
And a bullet.
Oh, how sweet.
For the gun. In the middle of the room. And a key. Does the key fit the lock?
No, of course not.
Well, no, but we're going to try anyway.
Of course we are.
Throw it over here.
Yeah, what if you miss? You know, this isn't just like a shithole of doom, it's a shithole of doom of MacGuffins.
It's a shithole of epic proportions. Now why would you give them tapes and then not let them get to the tape recorder?
As you should.
Like a lasso, except it's
a lasso?
Not. A la shirt.
Why are you throwing it from the middle, dude? You take it by the arm and throw.
There must be something else you can do. Nothing.
There must be something. As you wish. I'm sorry, I could have saved, I probably should have saved that for later.
Yeah, I think there's probably going to be a better point for that,
okay.
For the Princess Bride jokes at some point.
You can't reach it? Inconceivable!
You keep using that word, if you don't think it means anything, it means.
Yay, fishing for tape recorders.
Much better than bobbing for apples. They slide stuff across the floor. It's a marble floor. Oh, that's evil.
That is evil.
Oh, I like it. Only because it's not happening in real life.
Well, yes.
Oh, now we can throw it fine. How did you find the exact right spot?
It's a movie, remember?
Right next to you.
Ew. see that.
Oh. It's a good thing we're not eating. The one good thing about where they're chained up is Adam can't say to Lawrence, no, you do it. It's a gun.
Hacksaw. Hacksaw.
Two hacksaws.
Two hacksaws.
Oh, at least he's considerate. He's considerate, psychopath. It won't cut steel.
Well, if you do it for long enough. I just had a thought. How long has Lawrence been awake before Adam?
Interesting thought.
They want us to cut through our chains.
Dun, dun, dun.
He wants us to cut through our feet. Jesus Christ, he, tell me.
His age pretty well. He's still cute.
Last I heard. Police still hadn't caught him.
He was beautiful, though.
He was.
Danny Glover! And that guy from Lost!
Is it the guy from Lost?
Yeah, it's the guy from the rescue team.
Oh.
This one's not fresh anymore.
Is that Dina Meyer?
I don't think so.
We also found this.
Okay, maybe it is Dina Meyer. You know what, though? 2 hours working carefully? You could get through that.
Again, panic. Wait, they have 3 cops working this case?
Sure. Well, it's a serial thingy, whatever.
Patient has come in for a standard checkup, by which we are able to monitor the rate at which his condition is declining.
Oh, she's got a crush on her teacher. We're watching this movie when they were casting people. It's like, oh, we'll take him and him. Oh, we can't afford Danny Glover. He's too old for this shit anyway. Bets on whether or not the guy's actually dead.
Oh, shit.
Oh! They wear creepy men on bikes. On tricycles, even.
No, I don't feel good about the fact that I'm alive. Sorry.
But every day now she has to live with what she had, what she had to go through to be alive.
Exactly.
That's fucked up right there.
Yep.
No!
No, there's somebody else who likes devising elaborate torture scenarios.
There's a gajillion X's in that room, dude.
Yep. There's like one there.
Every place.
Actually, they all look like crosses right now.
No, but if you turn your head,
exactly.
It's a gajillion X's. Is it a random shot?
No, it's a shot of reminding us of what the doctor has at stake and, you know, blah, blah, innocence.
I like that blah, blah, innocence.
Blah, blah, teddy bear.
Blah, blah, really weird nightgown. What's with the ruffles on the sleeves?
Some girls like ruffles on their sleeves. Other girls like creepy teddy bears in their beds.
Yeah, you know what? I never was into all the creepy teddy bears.
Oh, wait, hold on. What the hell is that?
It's a clown doll. I'm out of here.
No, is that a dream catcher? Because that's not catching any good dreams.
No.
Oh, God. All
right. I was just saying, you know, after Poltergeist, if it's a clown doll, I'm out of here.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Why does your living room furniture look like it's covered in human flesh?
Because he's a doctor. He's kind of weird like that. Blah, blah, daughter wandering around the house.
It's like creepy kid just slowly wandering around the house. It's like, what is it with horror movies and creepy kids these days?
It's because it's what you least expect that's going to end up killing you in the end. Like your own damn daughter.
Why is their daughter not blonde?
Ah, no.
He told me to kill you.
I think Daddy's a little busy. No, flashback!
Rick.
So don't feel so bad about him right now. Tootsie? Is that her foot?
I love that commercial, by the way.
Which one?
It's a Geico commercial.
Yeah.
And it's like, did the little piggy really cry wee all the way home? And it's this pig in the back of a minivan with a pinwheel hanging out the window going, wee!
My question is, the little piggy who had roast beef, that's a badass little piggy.
Seriously.
Did he cook it and hunt it himself? That'd be awesome.
I want to watch a pig hunt a cow.
Yes, I would love to watch that too.
At least it wasn't like this little piggy got roast pork.
No, that would be
That's
weird.
Animal cruelty.
That would be weird.
Apparently.
No, that would be cannibalism. No,
animal cruelty if you force the pig to eat pork.
Yeah, true. True. See, you know, this scene, I'm sure there may be important information in here, but we don't care about it. Even though we want to.
I kind of care about it.
Yeah, but, like, are we paying attention to it?
Are we paying attention to anything? It's a horror movie.
I know.
And I'm not just saying that because, I mean, there are horror movies you want to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like The Exorcist.
Right. Oh, shit. Here's important information.
It is complete bullshit.
Have any more kids? Oh, we've talked about it. But without schedules, it's difficult enough to concentrate on.
Plus, I'm not sleeping with my wife, so that would be kind of difficult.
Oh my god. Who is that?
Monica Potter.
Thank you. Where's she from?
She's been in a bunch of stuff.
Her face is haunting my memory.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I know who she is. I just don't know who she is.
She's been in a ton of stuff. We're going to use the trusty BlackBerry to find this out.
Awesome.
Product placement.
Hi, BlackBerry makers. Ding.
It's Research in Motion, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I became very familiar with the inventors of BlackBerry when their head of tried to buy the Phoenix Coyotes. It didn't go over very well.
Ah, crap!
Ah! No! There's a monster
in
the closet! Well, she's on that show Parenthood.
What
That's
else?
Peter Krause's wife.
Okay, there's more. I know, I've seen her in something else.
I know, I'm trying to pull stuff that I think you might have seen her in.
Oh, hey, whoa, shit, that's the orderly guy.
Ah! Bulletproof?
No.
Oh, she was, that's right, she was Nicolas Cage's wife in Con Air.
Keep going.
A Cool Dry Place?
No.
The Very Thought of You, Without Limits, Patch Adams, Heaven or Vegas, Head Over Heels. Oh, Head Over Heels was that horrible Freddie Prinze Jr. movie, and she moves in with a bunch of models. I'm with Lucy, The Lunchbox Chronicles, The Amazing Westermans, Reversible Errors. She was on Boston Legal.
Boston Legal,
for
thank you, that's
episodes.
It. Boston Legal.
Really? I had to run through the
that's
whole
it.
Thing.
It's Boston Legal. Wait a second. So that gravelly voice, part of that gravelly voice person we've been listening to all this time has been Danny fucking Glover?
What? Can I rewind it? Because I missed that while it's coming up for Monica Potter.
Yeah, keep going.
I have to rewind now.
That's
sorry.
Fine. That's fine.
Because I missed that whole reveal.
No, okay, because we need to... Yeah, I'm sorry about the Monica Potter thing.
No, that's fine. I don't mind looking up the Monica Potter thing, but maybe
stop
I should have paused it.
Yeah,
while
here.
I was looking up Monica Potter.
Right. Well, we know that for next time now.
That we should pause the movie when I have to look somebody up so I don't miss anything important?
Yes. Okay, so that I think is
that
the orderly. I think that's the orderly.
Yeah, no, that doesn't surprise me.
Now, if somebody's watching him... Danny Glover's on the other side of that camera. And he sounds crazy.
Okay. No, I think he's just still convinced the doctor's guilty.
You know, we arrested a dentist last week. Like to play with kids a bit too much. He lived 2 blocks from here.
trying to figure out what that statement means. Like, what was he trying to tell her? Does it mean you think you're dirty? Ha ha ha.
Kind of like, just because it's a nice neighborhood, don't think shit don't happen here.
Got it.
Hey, Tab. I don't mean for this to be disrespectful.
But you're fucking obsessed, man.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should find yourself a girlfriend.
Same thing.
Stygian, nice.
I know that word.
River Styx.
You know that's not coincidental.
No. Hip hops?
No, this one I can just...
I don't know, we're about to come up upon a climactic scene.
That's why I am searching, I'm putting it down.
Okay.
We'll find out what the significance of Stygian is. But I think it is, it's some sort of...
Oh, that's not good.
Afterlife.
Counterweights, not good. Counterweights are your Goldbergian dead trap's best friend.
Yeah, River Styx.
Yay, I'm right!
It's also known as Very Dark.
Thank you, public school education. And college. I did go to college.
I went to college too, but I learned about
other things.
The River Styx in high school. Mm. 4 years of Latin class.
See, I didn't take Latin in high school, I took French.
My high school offered Latin, a lot of high schools don't. 4 years of it, though. Mm. I find it very difficult to watch any movies based on any kind of mythology, because they all get them wrong.
So in other words, Troy was just...
I didn't even bother with
you.
Troy.
Okay, yeah, don't.
I heard they cut out the gods and goddesses, and I was like, how the fuck do you explain Cassandra then?
I don't think they did.
Then that's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how do you explain fucking Achilles? He's a demigod.
You just make him, like, really awesomely strong, who has a really awesome cousin. They're just cousins, by the way. And yeah.
No. That can't... No. Done.
I know.
Don't even care who's in it. Oh, look, he makes models.
That's like the dollhouse from...
No, it's like the miniature killer on CSI.
Oh, yeah.
It's so sad that I'm so familiar with actors that I already know who's under the hood.
This is why you never go anywhere without a warrant and backup. Yeah, he's crazy now.
Yeah. And he's convinced the doctor's guilty. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what the key was for.
Well, there we are. Where's the key now?
He threw it off to the side by the toilet.
Right.
The British car? Am I going crazy?
No, that's a mirror.
What?
So,
it's... Well, why is the weird steering wheel on the wrong side?
I didn't check that part out.
It's on the wrong side.
Maybe that's just what happens when it's reflected.
This is horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Oh, it's time for an Adam flashback?
Yay! I'm kind of tired of seeing dingy rooms, though.
Well, he could say he had a shithole apartment.
No, yeah, he did.
You know, I have to give props to the production designers for actually giving him a shithole apartment.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
Why do you have a picture of the good doctor, Adam? See, this is what happens when you don't pay your bills, Adam. You're a very bright young man, but...
And this is what happens when people sneak in and steal your batteries. I mean...
Well, you know... The battery trolls are out there. You can't do anything about those guys. I mean...
Socks and batteries.
Exact, but only the left sock.
Oh, this is going to be a chance for them to be...
Oh, this is going to be...
Seizure-inducing.
This is so ripped off from Hitchcock.
Someone there?
The whole using the flash to get... for light. It's right out of her window. See, I know there's going to be a music cue when he flashes on something scary, but this is some good tension build-up.
They made a movie about that called Seldom.
So he was thinking about cheating on his wife, but he wasn't?
Maybe he was ending an affair. Maybe he's been having that affair. And that was just, like, something Jocelyn used to catch him.
But how did he even know about the tap scar?
He may have heard about it.
Oh, that's true.
The guy who paid me to take these photos was not a cop. No. He was discharged.
See?
From the police force.
He heard about it.
I don't give a crap if you covered yourself in peanut butter and had a 15-hooker gangbang.
Peanut butter?
Probably less sticky than syrup. In the long run. And some people really like peanut butter.
I'm not going to let anybody hurt you. You got that?
You really don't have any control over that right now. Oh!
Well, yeah, that's what I would start doing too once the guy left.
Dude, that's my orderly. Dude, where's my car?
Why did they let him keep his gun?
Maybe that's not his service revolver. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And if he had to buy his own gun,
true,
then they can't take it away from him.
True. Oh, she's got... Wait, what is she... Oh,
scissors!
She's got scissors.
Wait, why didn't she just pull the scissors out of his leg and cut the cord?
Lawrence, get up!
From where? Okay, this is kind of getting old.
Yeah, I hate those jump cutty thingies. No, I don't like it.
Every once in a while they work, but that was unnecessary. It's bordering on, hey, look what we can do. You know? Which this movie doesn't need. Mm-hmm. It's actually well done. I'm surprised. What happened to use your shirt?
I think he wants to keep his shirt on. Now you got, it's a little cold that should hold.
Yeah, but the phone's not that far away that he couldn't get
his
shirt to get it.
I know.
What if that phone call's really fucking important?
No, I bet you that phone call's really, really fucking important.
Oh, that's... Brody. So we're not taking you to see 127 hours. Poor Danny Glover.
Good cinematic death, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. Absolutely. I like how he was trying to... kill, you know, make it look like the guy killed himself, but completely backfired.
Mm-hmm.
Backfired, not blackfired. I wasn't trying to be racist right there. Give me your hand.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I know how this movie ends. It had gotten ruined for me before, and it's not bothering me at all. But I saw Reservoir Dogs with you. You're gonna need my hand.
Don't leave me.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere, dude. Your face is pale.
Oh.
You're not gonna make it out of there at all.
Don't worry. I'll bring someone back. I promise.
Oh, it's white. White. That's some good makeup.
Oh, God.
That's some hella good makeup. Can you believe I'm actually hungry watching this? That was good. Except for the little bit of, like, over-the-top camera work of, hey, look, we're clever.
There's a lot of over-the-top camera work, hey, we're clever.
But on a whole, like, you cut that out. You have a really good movie here.
Why didn't they stop at one?
Because of the economics of movie sequels.
I know.
See, Tobin Bell, I'm so familiar with what he looks like. I knew he was... Ken Lung, he's the guy from... He was on Lost.
Okay.
Like, I saw him lying in that bed, and I knew it was... Yeah, and I knew he was... He played the part.
Right.
He's been playing the part Shawnee for...
Smith. Yeah, great.
Ah!
Dynamite,
woohoo!
Final thoughts?
I liked it! I'm surprised at how much I liked it.
You know, I will confess that when these movies first came out, I got really curious and so I movie spoilered all of them.
Oh no. So wait, you knew the end of this one too?
Kinda. I mean, like, yeah. Like, I knew that in the end the doctor would cut off his own foot.
Oh, but you didn't know about the dead body in the room.
Once he got up, I remembered. Once he got up, I remembered, oh yeah, that's, I knew it was a cancer patient all along. But I loved seeing all the pieces fit together.
I did. I thought they did a really good job with that. It was one of those movies where I knew the quote-unquote twist.
Yep.
But it didn't ruin the movie.
Yes, no, that's correct. It did not ruin the movie for you whatsoever.
The guy who played Adam, did he write this?
I don't know.
Can we take that back for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because that would be impressive.
Well, actually, maybe we just go forward for the screenwriter credit.
No, they already gave the screenwriter credit.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, apparently it's his first movie because it said introducing him.
Yeah.
Before, but well, I was wondering if...
There's the introducing credit. Oh my god, you're right!
The guy who played Adam wrote this.
That's awesome! Congratulations to you, Leigh Whannell.
Lee.
Whannell. Congrats, dude. Awesome movie.
Great job.
And apparently co-written by the director. Awesome job, guys.
Very well done. I'm actually impressed with this, but not enough to watch the rest of them.
I agree.
I'm sure they decrease in quality from here.
Well, that's just like the law of decreasing movie returns, though.
But you do know
that... Except for, like, okay, I mean, like, this would be a subject for another podcast, but there are, you know, sequels
and third parts of
movies that are great. But when it comes to, like, a horror movie like this, especially one that's dependent upon so many twists and turns and the fact that whenever people get a hold of a franchise like this, they want to make the second one bigger, better, more expensive, more tricky, whatever.
Right, when they don't realize that what made the first one work was that it was just unexpected.
Which is one of the reasons why, like, thinking about Paranormal Activity 2, you know?
It doesn't look like they're trying to make it bigger and better and more expensive. Like, it doesn't look like they're going the Book of Shadows route.
Yeah, because that was a mistake. I mean,
I loved
the first Blair Witch, and I have to admit, I totally got suckered into the entire thing of that, because we saw the sci-fi documentary, that they showed before that they were playing before the week that the show aired, and so I got totally sucked into the whole Blair Witch mythos, and so...
You bought the publicity.
Yes, I did, and it was very well done.
No, I know a lot of people who did. I didn't, because I'm too...
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, but I really wanted to believe that part, and so that was awesome. And the Book of Shadows thing just totally killed it, you know?
But by the time Book of Shadows came out, everybody knew it was a hoax anyway.
Exactly. I mean, like, in other movie make-out or geeking out about articles, I've talked about, like, the whole cinema verite thing. Love it. I love cinema verite.
I love it when it's used right. Because sometimes it's not. I mean, I have to admit, sometimes it's just, like, it doesn't fit what you're trying, the story you're trying to tell.
Uh-huh.
But getting back to Saw,
yes.
I understand why they made sequels, because this made a shit ton of money.
Yes.
But it just seems like they keep trying to outdo themselves.
And you don't really need to?
No, this was well done, and it's... I mean, think about this. We just watched a horror movie where neither the main villain or either of the two central characters who were his targets die.
Well, we don't know that the doctor didn't die, because that's a hell of a whole lot of blood loss.
We do now.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, like, you know, thinking about the very first time you see this movie, right? You're, at the end of that movie, you're thinking, there's no way that that doctor is going to survive.
But
that's
he's a doctor.
That's a hell of a whole lot of blood loss.
But he's a doctor.
And your point is?
My point is he's a doctor who would know how to tie a proper tourniquet to get where he would be able to get himself to help.
Maybe. Well, he is a cancer doctor, not a triage doctor.
Still had to go through the same medical school as everyone else.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes, like, that kind of training just kind of, I don't know. Anyways, the point is...
He's a surgeon, actually.
Oh, right, never mind.
Because he was asked that, and Adam asked him that early when they were talking about the kidneys. Mm. He said, are you a surgeon? And he said, yes, I am.
I see, okay.
So anyway. A surgeon wouldn't lose the tourniquet tying ability, I don't think. But, no, just...
Well, yeah, you're right. No, this is a movie in which the killer doesn't die, and his two main victims don't die.
At least on screen.
On screen.
Well,
we don't know
because I think Adam being sealed in that room with the key having gone down the drain, which we knew was going to be important.
Because, you know, hello, MacGuffin with the light on it, yeah.
But, and the menu music does not fit
no,
the movie
does not at all. That's a Blu-ray fail right there. Blu-ray menu authoring fail.
Bravo, guys. Bravo for the menu fail. But, no, I mean, it's not the kind of movie I would normally watch. I'm not a big slasher horror.
No, me neither.
But this didn't
really...
And they
are fun to watch, though. You have to admit, they are fun to watch. They take you out of your problems. They take you out of your immediate concerns and worries. And it just takes you into a completely different world, you know?
And I think this was more psychologically terrifying. More in, like, the mm-hmm. Seven vein. Like, psychologically terrifying with a little bit of gore.
Yeah.
You know? More in the Seven vein than, say...
No, speaking of Seven, like, I do remember being sick to my stomach in at least one scene in that movie. Like, for me, it was a scene where they described the lust killing. Imagining that just totally made me sick to my stomach.
But this was a scene where the tension was getting
to
me, because they were building it very well in certain scenes. And I did appreciate that you didn't get the cheesy music cue when you finally found the guy in the closet.
Yes, I loved that part too.
I appreciated it. There were some very interesting shots. The shot through the keyhole mm-hmm. of the picture of the doctor,
mm-hmm.
that was well done. Mm-hmm. But then again, but like I said, they went over the top with some of the, hey, look, we can do this really cool thing where they're going really fast and it's shaky.
Yeah.
That it just, they over, the first time they did it, kind of seems like we mm-hmm. want you to see a time-lapse version of the horror that this person went through.
Right.
With the razor wire and what have you.
Yeah. And that...
And that's appreciated too, because I don't want to see that in slow motion. I don't want to see that in real time.
Well, I mean, like, I do have a question about that, though. Like, okay, you're panicked because you're in a thing full of razor wire, and this door is going to close on you in 2 hours. I couldn't remember whether or not the victim could see he had 2 hours to go.
I don't think so. I think the way the clock was turned,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't quite, he would have had to have found a way to find the clock to get the time. Because I think he was facing forward, and the clock was next to him, turned at an angle, where he might have been able to see, like, the last couple of digits, but not the first digit.
Hmm. Okay.
So I don't think he had the full...
Yeah, because my...
Watch your eyes.
Yeah,
I
my
don't
thing...
think he had the full view of the
right.
time.
My thing is that, like, for that first torture room, because of that, like, the whole thing of, like, you know, you just slowly make your way through it, that was, like, I don't understand why that guy died. Of course, I already know that Amanda's gonna come back and be featured heavily in the other movies. Adam may possibly be featured in the other movies. There's, like, a hell of a whole lot of backstory to this John guy and how he started doing these murders, things, whatever. Like, especially the reason why he chose the doctor in the first place.
You mean Jigsaw?
Yeah.
Well, he's the main character in all the movies. He's the thing tying all the movies together.
Yeah, exactly.
Although, except, apparently, he dies at some point.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody carries on his work, whatever. I mean, the point is, when it comes to introducing a major movie slasher, new king of horror thing, whatever, this did a good job. I mean, like if Lee Wannell has this story about this guy named John, you know, if he's trying to tell John's story over 3+ parts, this was a good way to start it.
Even if he's not, even if he's just got this one story about this guy,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Even if he wasn't planning on making this a franchise,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I don't know that this was originally, this was one of those, hey, we made a student film that went over pretty well, a short film that went over pretty well, let's see if we have enough to expand mm-hmm. it to a
right.
feature.
Right.
That's what this is. This is an expansion of a short film that the mm-hmm. director had made.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the departure of the adrenaline is making me tired. There are a lot of really good jumpy moments. A lot of jumping.
I appreciate that, because these movies don't normally make me jump.
Yeah.
So I appreciated that as well.
Yeah, I'm a big, big jumper when it comes to getting freaked out by movies. It's one of the reasons why I like watching horror movies, but it's also very tiring after I'm done.
See, one of the reasons I don't like watching horror movies is because they don't have that effect.
Oh.
And I feel they should.
Oh.
You know, it's like, okay, this isn't scary.
No, so, but you did appreciate the tension.
I did. I very much appreciated it. I appreciate tension in films as a general rule.
Mm-hmm. It makes it exciting.
Now, the reason we know that the Doctor did not die is because he's going to be in the latest Saw movie.
He's going to be with Carrie?
Carrie's come back for the most recent Saw movie. I'm pretty sure. I'm researching right now, so we can see. Because you had the theory about Adam.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He was in Saw, he was a writer-producer of Saw 2.
Uh-huh.
And writer-actor-producer in Saw 3.
Uh-huh.
Now, that does not mean that he, maybe
they,
he was,
you know, cause
was
I could
a flashback.
That, right.
To something. He's Australian. I did not hear that in him at all. Which is interesting, because at some point, Carrie dropped out of accent when he was screaming.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, I'm going to forgive that, because you're really fucking acting your face off here.
Yeah, I mean, like, Carrie always, he hasn't done, like, he kind of dropped out of sight for a while. For him to come back and do this was pretty cool. It was a really good, I mean, you know, even though you know that he's probably cheating on his wife, you still felt that he did still care about his family.
Or thinking about cheating on his wife.
Whatever.
No, I'm just saying, it's left open
to interpretation. Yeah, it's left open to interpretation what he was doing at the fucking motel. But, in any case, in other words, like, if you had to give this, like, a couple stars.
Oh, definitely, it gets three stars.
At least three, why not four?
I think it doesn't get four on the technical merits of it just went over the top with some of the showboaty, hey, we're making a movie and we can do this, kind of. Like, that shaky camera work really started to get on my nerves.
I'm wondering if that's the reason why I'm not giving it a five, because I think...
Five is, see, my thing with the way I rate things.
Yeah.
It's got to have something really, really, really special for me.
Yeah, I know.
Five.
I know, but, like, when it comes to, like, fours, though, like... I really liked this movie. I thought it was well written. I thought it was well acted. I appreciated every single character in it. And the only thing that's bothering me is that shaky camera thing. But it didn't bother me towards the very end. So I think I'm gonna give this a four.
I'm like, my brain right now is still saying three. So
okay.
I don't tend to fight it
right
on stuff like this.
Yeah.
As far as you know, it didn't go, oh my god, I really, you know, it's like, okay, for stuff that had me and to just give it a comparison rating based on movies similar to this that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good. I'm not denying that.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think three stars is saying, oh, it wasn't good.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with this three-star rating.
If I look at it connected to, say, I'm trying to think of something, like, if I look at it connected to, say, something like 28 Days Later, which I would definitely give a four-star rating, I don't think I can put them on the same caliber.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I try to do is, rather than judge all movies based on one criteria, is judge the movie based on where it fits in.
No,
its
place and
cinematically.
I completely agree with
it's,
that.
And it's something I learned reading Roger Ebert reviews over the years.
Thank you, Roger.
He doesn't rate movies. He doesn't rate horror movies and action movies the same as he rates dramas. And,
no,
you know,
and
it's like, where does this fit among action movies?
Yes.
Is it a great action movie? Yes.
Right.
Okay. Lethal
right.
Weapon, four stars.
Yeah.
This is a man who gave Lethal Weapon, the first one, four stars.
Okay.
And it's a great movie. And
right.
It is a great, great movie.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
But even without being a lot of fun, it's a great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I try to
right
to look at it that way, too. Because it's like, I'm not going to compare this to The Social Network.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, I'm not going to compare this. Yeah, you can't do it. It's like, I can't compare this to apples, How to Train Your Dragon.
It's like apples and bloody oranges, you know?
You know?
Yeah, no, I get it.
But in the echelon of horror films, mm-hmm. it's a really good movie. Well done. It's a really good movie. So it definitely gets a 3 stars.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 4 because, again, like, I get more drawn into this sort of thing than you do, obviously. We've already talked about that. And so, like, when it comes to, like, keeping the tension ramped up the entire way through, and again, I've already said why I give it 4 stars, so that's it. So, yeah, this was Saw, and Saw 3D comes out on October 29th. Don't forget your glasses, and we will see you next time.